This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show. If you haven't done so yet, and if you're so inclined, and if you're so interested, all right, and you have a kid between the grades of K through 8th grade, boy or girl, does not matter. All right, July 9th, second annual Carriker Chronicles Youth Football Camp here in good old Lincoln, Nebraska, at the LYF, Lincoln Youth Football Fields. Brendan Stye, Tom Osborne, yours truly, Terrell Farley. Who am I missing? Oh, freaking Heisman Trophy winner Eric Crouch. 35 other coaches, plus coaches, will be there in total. If you want to register and or learn more, simply go to CharacterChronicles.com. Talked about what if Nebraska loses, Dio. What if they win? Okay, let me pose this to you. The Troy game. Still the single biggest game in the history of Nebraska basketball because they had to win that first NCAA tournament game. You don't get into the games two and three without winning the first one, and you don't win the first one without winning the first one. And having not won the first one this year, but we won it. So that's the biggest game. Let me throw this out at you. Does a game versus Iowa, does it rival it as the biggest game ever? Like the game, because what if we beat Iowa? Think about that. Now we're in the Elite Eight. Now we've won three NCAA tournament games. Now we shut the blowholes of those yahoos from the state of Iowa. Now we've got bragging rights. Now it's all, dude, it would be the most epic. The biggest win was Troy. I'm going to put it this way. The most epic win in the history of Nebraska basketball would be Iowa. What say you?
I think you're onto something there. Again, I'm still trying to kind of go through my own brain process of like, is Vanderbilt, was that a bigger win than Troy? Now, Troy, of course, you get the sigh of relief. You finally done it. But now, again, with Vanderbilt win, one, it was a closer game, better game, more entertaining. Two, it was, you know, it brings you closer than you've ever been to a national title. Now, Detroit did that as well, but this one to another degree. But, yeah, I mean, Iowa, I mean, you couldn't ask for more stakes on the line against Iowa, Nebraska for a chance to get to the Elite Eight. You could have the argument that each game that they win, the next game is bigger, obviously, for the season, but in program history.
It would be the most epic win. That, let's think the last 10 years, just any sport, there's been some really good, I mean, volleyball's won a national title. You win a national title, you can't say something's more epic than that. But as far as Nebraska basketball, I might not go to sleep that night. I might set the fireworks off in my house. No, I wouldn't do that. But I'd be so like pumped. I'd be like, I'm that person that I could get up at 6, but I don't really wake up until noon. Like, I just walk around in the fog for 6 hours, and I can be tired at 6 p.m., but then when midnight hits, boom, I get that second win. I'm a night person is what I'm getting at. I might not go to bed that whole night. What I'm getting at is I was trying to make a joke, but it was terrible. Setting fireworks off in your own house is a terrible idea. My point is I might get into some mischief. Oh. Might have a little too much fun if we win. All right, anything else off the text line there, Jake?
There was an interesting one here, I think, from 4037 says, I have to disagree with you, Adam. This is the best way to decide who the champion is. It's way more entertaining, and it's no different than college baseball. Their format is similar.
College baseball. You mean the sport that has literally double elimination as part of their College World Series. You literally have to lose two games, and you can lose multiple games on the way to the College World Series at the regional, the super regional, but it's the same format. Is that the argument?
That was the argument, yes.
Do I have to keep following up with my counter to the argument, or are we good?
I think you're pretty clear that this is not a single elimination tournament in baseball.
All right. So I have this college football playoff format that at some point I am going to go through it. I've only been teasing it for you. This is like a 2-year wrestling build for a storyline in pro wrestling. And someday I'm actually going to drop it. Here's part of the problem. It keeps changing. I actually, I saw Josh Pate's Perfect College Football Conferences the other day. And he had like, he does the same segment every year, but whatever. And it's like seven conferences. It's like he brings back the old Big Eight, but he has Utah and BYU in it. Because he wants 10 teams in every conference. So like the Southwestern Conference, he resurrects that. Even with the old, not graphic.
Logo.
Even though that can be interpreted different ways. He's like, there's nothing wrong with the logo. We're keeping the logo. We got the Big Eight with BYU and Utah and the Southwestern Conference, the old Pac-10, just the way it was with Oregon State, Washington State, all that stuff. And it got me thinking, man, maybe instead of these mega conferences, maybe you have like six conferences. And the conference champ from each conference gets in. And then in a 12-team playoff, because we don't need to really go beyond 12, maybe you have six wild cards. And so you have six conference champs, you have six wild cards, things of that nature. What are your thoughts on the playoff and it expanding and different formats? What are you thinking there, Jake?
Well, I've long been a traditionalist. I love the BCS era. I love one versus two. I thought, you know, 14 playoff, that was a little extreme for me, but you know what? Okay, let's get to four. Never went to eight. I think eight would have an argument with conference champions, some of that stuff. Once you get to 12, 16, talk of 24, I'm at the point, just do a 48. Just do 64, whatever. Do college basketball. Just do college football. I give up.
No.
I give up. If you're gonna have this huge playoff where a 10 seed Miami who doesn't even win their own conference can make the run, then just go ahead and put everybody in it.
Do you remember that Ohio State was the fourth best team in the Big Ten 2 years ago and they won the national championship?
That's right, yeah.
Jake, no, you can't do this to me. See, you and I, like, I am a less is more. Some people are like, oh, you don't want more football. You hate football. No, I believe in the value of scarcity. Sometimes less becomes more because the less you have, the more valuable each individual item becomes. Jake, I realize I'm on a sinking ship here with the less is more approach when it comes to the college football playoff. I readily admit that there's not a lot of people on this sinking boat with me, but stay on it with me. No. Don't jump off the sinking ship. Go down with the ship with me. We need less, not more, in the college football playoff. Come on, Jake. Don't do this to me.
The ship is sunken. There's no going back. They're not going to go back. Now, maybe, I mean, I can imagine they're going to change quite a bit. But, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, very entertaining. Like we always said, this is the entertaining tournament, right? The March Madness is so entertaining. It's the most entertaining way to do it. Why not do that with football if we're already going to throw the regular season to the side?
So you're just waving the white flag.
I'm just giving up.
You're just jumping off the sinking ship and leaving me all by myself.
I told you, it's a sunken ship. This is. There's no sinking about it. It's
not sunk yet. It's only at 12. It's only 12 teams so far. Okay. So people who always want to bring up the NCAA tournament, and it's the most entertaining time of year. Yeah, the first round of the NCAA tournament. If Nebraska's not in it, I wonder how many people are still going to watch it next weekend compared to the first weekend. The first weekend of the NCAA college basketball tournament is the most entertaining, probably, playoff format that there is outside of the Super Bowl. By the way, Super Bowl, one game, kind of a big deal. I wonder why the one game format, it is football, so it's different, is such a big deal, because less becomes more. It's the most single watched event in the world every year, and it's not even close. But the NCAA tournament, it's awesome. But the regular season, unless you're a fan of a specific team or just a college football, basketball fan specifically, people don't watch it. People don't tune in. People don't pay attention to the regular season of college basketball as a whole, outside of their individual teams or unless they're waiting for March. Even as the NCAA tournament goes on, if your team's not still in, the viewership as an overall whole tends to go down. So for me, it's like, all right, you can have the most entertaining one, like 96 hours or maybe weekend or maybe two weekends if you want. I would rather try to maintain, I don't know, a Saturday afternoon in the fall, which happens every Saturday for about 4 months. To me, that is much better. That is much more valuable, much more entertaining, because it's much more long-term sustained. So we can keep the playoff at 12 teams. Just figure out more of a format that makes a little bit of sense. And I think people could get excited. They could buy in, bring some parameters to NIL and the transfer portal so people have respect for that. Because right now, people are just like, this is ridiculous, and it's turning people off. Not that athletes are making money, but that it's just the wild, wild west. And it's hard for people who have to some people are fighting from paycheck to paycheck, and then they see and hear things that are going on. It's just not relatable. So figure out some of these things. Figure out a decent college football playoff format. Get on the same page and do what's best for college football instead of a bunch of individual entities, which nobody's motivated to do right now, hence college football commissioner. At some point, maybe we'll see. But maintain the thing that has been so unique. College football is the number two most popular sport on the planet behind the NFL. And it's really not close. Now, you could argue it's just football. Well, football, inherently, every game is kind of a destination because the games, there's not near as many. There's 17 NFL games versus 162 Major League Baseball games versus 82 pro basketball games or 82 NHL games. So for me, let's maintain the importance of the regular season as much as possible. There's a big difference between 12 teams and 24 and 48 and the value that that maintains or takes away from the regular season. At 12, it's not that bad. It really isn't. I think you could cap it at 16. You go beyond 16, now you start to let teams in with like 4 and 5 losses. I don't think the ship has sunk yet. I admit that there's holes. I admit that it's getting lower and I don't like it and there's too much water in the boat, but it can still be patched up before it's too late. I'm still an advocate for maintaining as much value as reasonably possible in the regular season. If you went to a 16-team playoff, I think we'd be okay. You go beyond that. I still don't think the dam is broke yet, Jake. Don't jump off the sinking ship. Go down with me. Let's start patching this bad boy. We could patch it. You and me, we can do it.
Well, it is the Big Ten that wins 24, so we might be our own conference that does it.
I can't even get mad at the SEC for that.
That's right.
I think there's a way to where if you had, I still don't hate a 14-team playoff format where the top two, like let's say the SEC champ and Big Ten champ get the 1 and 2 seed, they get the bye. That way you maintain the importance of those conference championship games. There's a way to salvage things. I don't think it's completely Dunsky yet. And there's enough people who have spoken out that are national college football pundits that do not want it to go past 12 or 14. It's less than 50%, but it's way greater than zero. There's a chance that it won't go past maybe 14 to 16. Again, the odds aren't in our favor. I admit there's holes in the ship and the ship is going the wrong direction, but the holes are still patchable. Just don't completely wave the white flag, Jake. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I'll hold my breath.
Liar. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.